each morning on the show, we're featuring a wonderful Citizen of the Year. Canalpan Young Citizen of the Year is 17-year-old Lockie Jacobs. When he was just 14 years old, Lockie's passion project at school was to do a hay run for regional communities during the drought. He had extraordinary success in 2019 and 20 with a lot of support and coverage. He's also a competitive bowler at the local bowling club. He's a player with the Tintinara Footy Club and does Working Bees with his dad. He joins me on the line now. Welcome, Lockie, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
So tell us a bit about the project you worked on. What motivated you to coordinate a hay run for your passion project at school?
So I knew some people who were affected by the drought and I wished that I could help them out. Looking into it, I realised it was bigger than I expected and I just wanted to do my bit to help out and give those that were affected some help.
And it turned into a really big thing, didn't it? It sort of snowballed into this massive project. How successful was it?
I was hoping to get 100 bales, but was able to get 275, and we reached just over $10,000 to help cover transport costs. So Mum put a Facebook post up for me to get donations, and that was well received. My grandfather also contacted Nick McBride's office and they organised for the ABC to interview me and put it on their Facebook too.
I hear you had quite a hero's welcome in Yunta as well. Tell us about what that was like, being welcomed by so many happy people.
I was nervous because I wasn't sure what to expect when we got there. There were quite a few people there and they had organised food and drinks for us to show their appreciation. We didn't expect it, but it was nice to sit and chat to them after we unloaded the hay to see how the drought was affecting them and their families. Also received some letters from people that were recipients of the hay that were so grateful. Stephen received 3 bales, so, yeah.
What did you learn during the project?
The biggest thing I learned is that if you have an idea or dream, it's possible to make it happen. When I was given the project, I thought of doing a hay run straight away. Thought it would be too hard to organise. But with support of the school, family, friends and the community, we were all able to make it happen. It's something I'll always be proud to be a part of.
Lockie Jacobs is with me. He's the Young Citizen of the Year in Canalpan. I hear you've done some great work for the Canalpan Primary School. Tell us about what you did for them.
When I was in my final year at Canalpan Primary School, I wanted to give something back to the school. I had some leftover eggs and vegetables in my garden, so I decided to sell these to the community and buy a screen door for the admin building. I also collected cans and bottles with my dad as well.
Oh, right, to raise money?
Yep.
Oh, that's excellent. And I hear your dad is a real motivation for community work you do. Tell us about some of the activities you've enjoyed doing with him.
I'm lucky enough to play bowls and golf with my dad, and I have always gone with him to Working Bees and meetings. He's a good role model to me.
Oh, that's really lovely. And any goals for the future, Lockie?
I want to work home on the family farm and continue to support the Canalpan community. I would also like to do another hay run in the future when the need arises. I donated the funds that were left over from my hay run to helping SA farmers, so I would also like to go on a hay run with them as well one day.
Yeah, cool. Well, congratulations. It's just so lovely that you're already doing so many brilliant things for the community, and it goes to show if you have an idea, you just make it happen. It's possible, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time and congratulations again, Lockie Jacobs.
Thank you.